Gabriel's walls.
Shh.
My finger on your lips, and my finger tracing your tears, is not quite enough to shut you up. As you whimper, as you sob out your terror, at these strange shores you've surfaced on, dripping. It's as if you can already sense the barbarians that lurk behind bushes, at the head of the classroom, like wraiths down back alleyways, behind a certain percentage of neighborly faces. God knows how many times I've been through this. Right now, you're just a bundle of futures, all of them featuring whiteness, sneezes, somebody's hands, alarms that scream for attention, stray life, sleep's mud bath, a corn-colored dress among the barley, a piano, abandonment, life collapsing. Let's get it clear from day one that you're here for life. All that's uncertain is the long or the short of it. And may you not leave as you entered, in a hospital ward in the dead of night, after panting and hard labor. Hush. Stop whining now. It's just headlights slanting through the window, the night nurse yawning on her rounds. A door slams in the corridor. Machines beep. Welcome home.